Welcome to The Higher Self and I, your go-to podcast that will release you of your victim mindset and become your one-way ticket towards the mind-blowing results you desire in your life and your business. I'm your host, Rebecca Hayden, mindset and business mentor, ready to help you unlock your mindset into gear and empower you to step into the person you always knew you were meant to be. A badass CEO who is here to claim her frickin' millionaire life. Ready to find out what life could be like if you just did the thing? Let's go, baby. Hello, gorgeous lady. Welcome back to Higher Self and I. We have a very different type of podcast episode for you today. And something that in my 4 years of podcasting, yes, 4 years, I have never done this before. And I thought it was time because there are so many podcast episodes out. I know it says like 175 or 174 or 176, I think this episode is, but actually we started kind of, I feel like there's more episodes than that. I mean, there's got to be if I've been doing it for 4 years. So there is a lot of episodes. However, what we have done, myself and my gorgeous podcast manager, Nicola, I will give her a shout out. And if you're ever looking for a podcast manager, she is your gal. I'm going to link her in my show notes as well to this. We actually had a look on Captivate, which is the portal I use to push out the podcast hosting system that we use. And we had a reflection back on what were the best performing podcast episodes over the last 12 months. And I wanted to do this because there is so much juicy goodness in so many of the podcast episodes that I put out. And so many aha moments and so many little tips and tricks and action steps for you to do that sometimes we all need a little reminder. And today is that day. So in today's podcast episode, we have pulled together five of the most listened to, the most downloaded episodes of the last 12 months. They are very juicy. And Nicola has gone ahead and pulled out the juiciest bits of them too. So we're not listening to the whole episode. You are just getting the juiciest bits of each episode to remind you a couple of things. So the podcast that are in today's episode is How to Grow Self-Discipline for Business Success. We are having a look at five signs that you are in business growth avoidance. We're having a look at harnessing the reticular activated system. You know, I talk about this all the time, to turn dreams into reality. We're having a look at finding the balance between gratitude and ambition, kind of where you are now versus where you want to be. And then the last one is, what if discomfort is the pathway to success? Now, you might have remembered a couple of those, or you might have been like, God, yeah, they were really good episodes. And so you are about to get a juicy insight into all five of these. Buckle in, because there is so much goodness in one singular podcast episode. And if this works well, I'll definitely be doing these type of episodes again, because like I said, there is so much content in my podcast for your ears to listen to. Sometimes we just need a little bit of reminder. Enjoy, and here's the first episode. Okay, first up, we have episode 125, which is How to Grow Self-Discipline for Business Success. A lot of the time, I find female entrepreneurs really struggle with self-discipline and having self-discipline in their business. Many of my clients often start their week super motivated, ready to tackle the huge tasks and huge lists and new habits. But by the end of the day or the end of the week, their excitement fades, the list doesn't seem to be getting any shorter. And a lot of the time, the reason why this happens is because it's related to your subconscious mind. When you are in overwhelm, your subconscious almost cannot deal with too many changes, too many habits. I need to check out. I can't do this. But the good news is, is that self-discipline is literally like a muscle, and with enough practice and enough effort, it will get stronger and it will become easier to take on new habits, complete new tasks, and to really grow self-discipline in your business, which I know is what you want. In this clip, I really talk about how to go micro. We look at the small, tiny little things, the steps that you can take that allow you to flex self-discipline muscle. So here we go, episode 125, how to grow self-discipline for business success. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to start micro. I talk about this all the time, and I have talked about this on the podcast before, but when we're creating self-discipline, we need to start small if it's not something you've been doing before, if it's not something that you've really enhanced or brought into your business before. Start micro. Now, this might look like taking the stuff out of the dishwasher and being disciplined that every morning you take the pots and pans and cups and plates out of the dishwasher, stack them away, and you congratulate yourself on doing that. You might be thinking, where the hell is this example coming from? But this is actually one of the micro tasks I gave one of my clients once. And it makes me laugh because it was something that was so easy, but actually started to create evidence within her subconscious mind that she could do the task. It could literally be as simple as that. Oh, look at me being disciplined to do that task. That's what we want to start to do. So start micro. A lot of the time, I will get my clients to flex the self-discipline muscle when it comes to selling, because your business runs from you selling your services. And I will set challenges. I will set kind of tasks for them to sell every single day and get them to check in with me in Voxer so they can show the subconscious, oh, look, here is the evidence that I can be disciplined enough to do that every single day or every single week. So I want you to have a look at, what are some of the things that you want to bring discipline in with? Is it drinking more water? 9 times out of 10, that's usually the one thing that my clients all want to do. And if that's the case, start micro. 1 glass of water with your breakfast. Oh, look at me committing to my 1 glass of water. Build that muscle. Do it, do it, do it again for a full week. Oh my goodness, look, I have drunk my 1 glass of water for 1 week. Look how disciplined I have been. Almost like you're talking to your inner child, because that subconscious is trying to keep you safe. It's like, no, we don't need to drink the water. The water is going to make us feel better. And we like not feeling good right now. We like playing the victim. We like all of the things that come up. And actually, you know that drinking water is going to help you, right? So start micro and start adding little self-discipline pockets into your day. So what does that look like? Have you been telling yourself that you're going to listen to the hypnosis track that I've done you, or the CEO hypnosis bundle that you're in? Have you told yourself that you're going to be doing that and you haven't done it? Pick one day in the week. You sit down, you do it, and you freaking celebrate you yourself over it. Look at me doing that one disciplined task. Start micro, because what I tend to find happens when it comes to discipline is we sit down and we write this huge fucking list of all the things we want to change, and we try and change them all in the same day. And yes, it's really good to throw yourself in the deep end, but it will not last. It's not sustainable, because your subconscious is like, holy mother of God, this feels so unsafe. This is not what we do. This is not in my comfort zone. I need to do everything I can for her to stop doing this. So actually, we need to nicely trick the subconscious mind by starting micro. So I want you to just have a think. There might be things popping off since I've been speaking around this. Have a little think. What micro things can you start bringing into your day? Second thing is creating the path of least resistance. So going back to the water, If I was creating the path of least resistance, I need to create a reminder for myself. So what I might do is I might put a glass by the sink the night before with a post-it note that says, drink your fucking water. I'm creating the path of least resistance because I'm creating the visual cue for myself, which we need because as humans, we forget quite quickly, especially when it's stuff that we're bringing in, new habits that we're bringing in. I'm creating the path of least resistance to me achieving that task. So how can you create the path of least resistance for you to create self-discipline in whatever you are bringing in? If it looks like creating self-discipline in selling on your stories, one of the things that I do with my clients, we've actually been working on this week with one of my gorgeous 3-month client, is we've been creating story prompts that are strategic selling story prompts that she now has mapped out for the rest of the week. She is creating the path of least resistance by doing that because every single day she'll go in and she knows exactly what to say, how to say her stories. I actually help her break down what we need, where the emojis are going to come in, where the swipe across is going to come in. She's creating the path of least resistance because it's new to her. We're in that conscious competence again. So with the micro things that you're bringing in, with the discipline that you want to create, create the path of least resistance. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that one. Incoming with episode 124, which is 5 signs that you are in business growth avoidance. Oh yes, this was a juicy one. And I very much went into a little bit of my TED talk, a little bit of my calling you out, and really having a look at 5 signs that you are currently avoiding growth in your business, which we do not want to do. And again, comes back to the behavioral patterns that are happening inside your subconscious mind, because your subconscious may put you in business growth avoidance without you even realizing it. Because like we know, the main job of the subconscious is to keep you safe. So we want to, and I want to during this podcast episode, really call you out on some of the patterns that are going on. So my intention for this episode was really to open your eyes, to show you the blind spots, so you could stop being in business avoidance and really moving into that. In the clip that I have pulled for today's podcast episode, I actually go into one thing that I see so often, one of the signs of avoiding business growth, and that is avoiding doing the mindset practices. We all know when you have got those subconscious practices, mindset practices, you're filling your cup, you're putting yourself first. We all know how good this makes us feel, right? We all know that daily mindset work is really going to help us tap into the vibration, the energy, the way that we want to be, who we want to be. And one of the things that I see is that we let go of the mindset practices when we are in business avoidance. So have a listen. Let me know if it resonates. And this was one of the things that I was calling you out on in this podcast episode. The second thing that I see people do when you go into business growth avoidance is letting go of the mindset practices you know help the most. And a lot of the time I see this with people because they know the mindset practices are going to help them. And it's almost like this sick, sedated, if that's the word, thing that we do as humans, where we know something is really going to help us, so we don't fucking do it. We're like, I know this is going to make me feel so good, so I'm not going to do it. Suckers. It happens all the time. Like, where are you doing that in your life right now? You know that the gym is going to really help you if you went, or you know that drinking more water is probably going to really help your headaches. But lo and behold, we don't do that. I'm actually going to take a sip of water while we're here. So really having a look at skipping the mindset practices and that daily mindset work and whatever that looks like. You know, daily mindset work doesn't have to be freaking sitting down and journaling every day. It's definitely not what I do. Daily mindset work can literally be listening to the beliefs that are coming up, thanking them, acknowledging them, and changing them. It can look like listening to the hypnosis track.
get into the CEO Hypnosis Bundle right now. The new track, I've had a track just drop. Get yourself in. I'll link it in the bio. Things that actually you can attach to your day-to-day life, you know, it doesn't have to look like this big mindset practice every single day. I mean, it can if you wanted it to, but actually I find a lot of people who are in avoidance are like, well, no, the mindset work's going to help me. And I actually like being in avoidance. I love feeling shit about my business. The old struggling coach story, the old struggling business coach story, where I used to freaking love struggling. I live for the struggle, guys. And I had to recreate that for myself because struggling, yes, felt really safe and really comfortable because I'd done it for so long, but that's no longer my reality now. So if you're letting go of the mindset practices, if you don't even know where to start with the mindset practices, come into the space of mine, get yourself on my Instagram. I share a lot of things in the stories, listen to more of the podcasts. I give so many tips from a mindset perspective. Really having a look at how you can support yourself, because like I say in every single episode, your subconscious runs 95% of the show. So if you're not looking after your mindset, if you're not nurturing your mindset, if you're not nurturing the subconscious to support the growth that you want and have the foundational beliefs into the growth that you want, 95% of the show's running it. So you're not going to be taking the action.
Next up, we have one of my favorite topics to talk about in episode 132, harnessing the reticular activated system to really turn your dreams into reality. And the RAS, reticular activated system, was literally one of the first things that I ever learned when I entered the coaching world. And it really helps me bring in what I desire. And the RAS can help us, really help us. But a lot of the times when we're focusing on the wrong thing, what you focus on is what you get. We start to bring in some of the things that we don't want, some of the things that we don't want to bring in. And in this podcast episode, I really go into what the RAS is, how it can help you achieve your goals, direct your attention, direct your emotions correctly, really harnessing the power of the reticular activated system, and some real practical tips on how we do that. And in this clip today, I really go through what the RAS is, how we can filter through, what happens, how the RAS works, really giving you a whistle-stop tour on the RAS and kind of bringing back just a bit of a reminder for you on how we can really use the reticular activated system to bring in your desires, to bring in your dreams, to bring in your goals, because not many people know about the RAS, or everyone kind of knows about the RAS, but no one uses it in the way that we use it in Rebecca Hayden HQ. So give it a listen and I'll see you in the next clip. So the first place that we're going to start is what actually is the reticular activated system? Because you've heard me say it many times now. So the RAS is a network of neurons that is located in the brainstem and basically serves as a filtering system for any information that we have coming in. And it's any sensory information that we have coming in minute by minute, second by second. And the RAS determines which stimuli to pay attention to and which to ignore. Very, very simple. So it's a filtered system. It's a filtering system. Imagine your Brita filter. Does anyone have that anymore? Imagine you've poured the water at the top. That's the information going into our sensory. And then we have the RAS, which filters and determines what goes through to for us to drink and what gets filtered out. So when it comes to the RAS system, it includes the visual, it includes auditory senses, tactile, you know, all of the physical sensory symptoms that come into us, and we then filter through. Now, with our filter, this is where the RAS gets very interesting, because
because we've got so many bits of information coming into us at one point, we obviously can't take all of that information on. And the way that I used to see it is, I want you to imagine that 2,000 toothpicks are being thrown at you every second. Now, that's a lot of toothpicks, right? We have to pick the toothpicks that we want to see, and we let go of the toothpicks that we don't want to see. And actually, the toothpicks that we do want to see, as in what gets filtered into our mind and into our subconscious and into our conscious, depends on what we as humans are choosing to focus on. So if you are focusing on, I'm not good enough, which is a belief that I see time and time again in the entrepreneur space, if your focus is I'm not good enough, then everything that comes into your Brita filter will filter through things to prove that to be true. It will filter it through and it'll go, right, we found everything to prove that what she's thinking about is correct. Because the brain receives an overwhelming amount of sensory input from the environment, from our environment. Right now, just have a look around you of how many things you can see, what's going on. You're hearing my voice. Can you hear cars? Are you driving? That's 100 other things to think about as well. So we have an overwhelming amount of sensory input from the environment at any given time. And the RAS helps us determine which stimuli is important and which deserves conscious attention. So it acts as the gatekeeper, and it allows certain sensory inputs to reach into the brain. And some of these regions, and I won't go too far into the neuroscience of this, but some of these regions are such as the cortex, which is where a lot of things happen that we need when we're in business, because in your cortex, especially your prefrontal cortex, that's where a lot of the higher level cognitive functions happen. It's the CEO of your brain. It's responsible for making the decisions and setting goals and planning actions. So we have to be very careful in what we're allowing to be filtered. And we need to be very careful in where we're directing our attention. And we need to be very careful in what we're letting through. Because when we are focusing on something that we don't want, which is usually the case, when we're focusing on a belief that we believe to be true, which actually in conscious logistical moments we know to be bullshit, the RAS becomes primed to prioritize information that's relevant to that. So that means it's consciously directing our attention towards what we're thinking about. Now, that is great for our clear goals and the life that we want and the reality that we're choosing to create, but it's not so good when we're constantly focusing on the things that we don't want. Because guess what? The RAS system will go and find it. And you're consciously directing your attention towards what you're focusing on. Our last but one clip is episode 129, which is all about finding the balance between gratitude and ambition, really having a look at where you are and really where you're going. And I see this so often because I work with so many high achieving female entrepreneurs, and there is this ambition to keep going, the ambition to the drive, the tenacity, the dream, the goal that we have, but almost that takes them out of really enjoying what's going on right now. And
It's that connection between thinking that as soon as you reach the amount of money in your bank account or the number of clients in your business or the number of people signing up to the freebie, you think that you're going to feel a certain way, but you don't. So you then carry on chasing an even bigger goal, and we almost don't have the time to sit and really reflect on where we are and have the gratitude of that and still move to where we want to be. And in this podcast episode and within the clip, I really share how to find the balance between having the gratitude of where you are right now and having that presence and balancing that with ambition. So instead of being impatient and focusing on where you are not, we want to have a look at everything you've achieved, what's going on for you right now, and really tapping into the feelings of where you're going, yes, but having that gratitude and presence in the here and now to go kind of stop and be like, yeah, I'm bloody here. Like I'm going to enjoy the day-to-day ins and outs of my life, because the journey is the journey. We never really reach the destination, because when we reach the destination, we've got another destination to move to. So enjoy this one, and I'll see you in the next clip. And one of the things that I talk to with my clients a lot when it comes to this and kind of having that ambition to move forwards and achieve your goals is enjoying the journey. And I know it is the most freaking cliche thing that is said in the self-development world, but it happens time and time again. And it was actually the reflection back from my clients that was making me go, look, oh my God, I can see what you've achieved. We're now here. And now you're telling me it's not good enough. And now you're telling me you want more. And you're not enjoying this at all. You're not enjoying the journey at all. And it made me really reflect on how, you know, I always look for the next thing that I want to work on, the next thing that I want to be or to do or to have. And it was making me not stop and just enjoy life. Like, we only have this one time opportunity. And actually, I was striving so hard for that thing that I thought was going to change my freaking life that I forgot to enjoy the things around me. I forgot to enjoy the day-to-day ins and outs of my life. And this is when it becomes really, really important, because if we make it more about the journey and enjoying the journey and enjoying the ups and enjoying the downs, you know, to an extent, you know, having those downs and having those moments of lessons and learnings and things that you can take away from and whatever else that is for you, that's when we start moving to our goals very quickly anyway, because we're not putting so much pressure on what that's going to bring. When I get X, I will feel Y. When I have Y, I will feel Z. You know, all of these things that you pinpoint your goals to be on, you know, we so often, me and my client has just, we've just had a conversation about this, that she was so hung up on the 10K months that nothing was ever good enough. And we had a session and she was like, Beck, like if the me now, if the me before saw the me now, she would literally be falling over at what she's achieving. Now, this is all she's ever wanted. However, now I'm here and I haven't got 10K months. It means that I'm not good enough. Like, this is the story I'm putting on myself because of it. And actually what was happening is she was constantly striving for this 10K months. Oh, that's what it's got to be. I've got to, like, she was so hung up on what that meant for her. She actually messaged me. She was like, I've got money in the bank. I am loving my life. I'm going to the gym. Like, things have changed. And just because she hasn't got the 10K months, it means that her life wasn't good enough. And that was what she was holding on to. And I think, like, enjoying the journey and enjoying the being and enjoying who you're becoming and enjoying everything around you. And I know it's not always enjoyable. And I know that the deep conscious and subconscious mindset work isn't enjoyable and it's quite hard to look at sometimes. But when we actually go, you know what, like, I'm never going to reach the destination. And I say this all the time, you'll never reach your destination, because when you reach your destination, there's going to be a new fucking destination for you to reach. And that's just how we are. You know, we're never going to be satisfied. And whether that's my own belief and whether you want to rebel against that, I don't mind. But every time anyone has achieved a goal, you're on to the next goal. You know, if you achieve a marathon, you're like, okay, well, how what's next to run? You achieve a weight loss goal and you're like, well, still not enough. Now I'm really enjoying this, so I'm going to work on this. You never get to the one goal and you're like, right, I'm going to sit down for the rest of my life and this is where I'm going to stay. I don't know one person that that's happened to. And if you do, please let me know. But I do not know one person who has achieved a goal that they've been working towards and they sit down and that is it for the rest of their life. They don't work on anything else at the end. So if we know that, and consciously you know that as you're listening to me, you're like, Beck, yes, that makes freaking sense. I do know that consciously. So if we know that by the time we've achieved our next goal, there's going to be a next goal to work on, why don't we just really freaking enjoy ourselves? Why don't we just enjoy getting there and then enjoy getting to the next and then enjoy getting to the next? And that's where that ambition becomes less pressureful, if that's a word, becomes less pressureful because you're going, well, yeah, brilliant. Like I get to enjoy this. And when I get there, I'm sure there's going to be something else I want to work towards. So let's enjoy it all the way because I know that I get to create the feelings that I think this thing is going to give me right now. And actually, I know that when I get there, that's going to feel quite neutral to me. And then I'll want to work on something else. So I might as well enjoy myself today. Oh, how good have the clips been so far? And what a reminder, what a powerhouse of a podcast episode to bring you all this juicy goodness. Yes, the top five listened to podcasts of the last 12 months. So we are wrapping up today's podcast with episode 122. What if discomfort is the pathway to success? Now, within this episode, I really talk about being pushed out of your comfort zone. And not many people like to push themselves out of their comfort zone. It's called a bloody comfort zone for a reason, right? But really, within this podcast, I talk about really embracing discomfort and discomfort almost being the key to unlocking your success. Within this podcast episode and within the clip that I talk about, I actually speak about how me and Jack, who was my boyfriend back then, but now fiance and baby daddy, had moved into our dream home in Shrewsbury. And despite all of the excitement and the butterflies, I felt really uncomfortable because I was truly stepping out of my comfort zone within that. And this experience that I had during this time really got me thinking about why we consider discomfort to be a bad thing, when actually, in reality, discomfort is the sign that you have moved out of your comfort zone and magic freaking happens outside of the comfort zone. And in the episode, I really go into why we get out of our, why getting out of our comfort zone is actually a good thing and how to work through the fears and any mindset blocks, kind of really speaking to the subconscious mind to feel safe in this new experience. And actually have that reminder that if you are in discomfort right now, it's time to celebrate. It is literally time to celebrate because if you're in discomfort, it means that you're doing something that feels uncomfortable. And that means you are in the growth phase. I hope you enjoy the final clip of today's podcast episode, and I will see you in the next one.
I was on the way to the gym. It is a brand new gym. We've just moved locations, so kind of new gym, new supermarket, new everything. And some of that can feel quite uncomfortable. And we moved into pretty much a dream home for me a couple of weeks ago. And yes, it felt quite uncomfortable because it was this step out of my comfort zone. And I was thinking about discomfort and I was thinking about the way that we feel discomfort and when we do feel discomfort and how we really want to get out of it as quick as we can. But actually how discomfort is the kind of telltale sign that we are growing. And that's what I want to talk about today, because a lot of the time, as soon as we feel that discomfort, because our subconscious wants to keep us safe, we retract, right? We're like, whoa, no, that's uncomfortable. I don't want to do that. I don't want to know that. But actually, discomfort is the way to success. because no one got to the things that they want by being comfortable, did they? And actually, the more I thought about this discomfort and like the discomfort of going to a new gym, the discomfort of not even knowing the way to the gym and having to use the map, like all of these little things, the discomfort of being in this house that I've absolutely freaking wanted for so long. And yes, the fear of success came up. Don't you worry, I've done the work. But all of these like patterns of discomfort that we want that next level. We want to work into what that looks like. We want to step into what that looks like. And all of a sudden, when we get the discomfort, we're like, whoa, no, let's go back to safety. I want us to reframe that. Because actually, the moment that we know we're in discomfort is the moment we know we're fucking moving forwards. And that's exciting. That is so exciting. And when I'm going through any identity shift with my client, when we're kind of moving beliefs, when we're moving habits and behaviors, and we're moving through feelings, a lot of them do feel uncomfortable. And I talk about all this all the time. The subconscious work is not a fucking walk in the park. And it does take a lot of conscious thinking to change the thoughts, to change the beliefs, to change the feelings, to change who you're stepping into. And a lot of the time I have to remind them that it's going to be uncomfortable. Now, I don't like to put it there as preface, but actually when we're doing something that's brand new to us, it's going to feel uncomfortable. And that's okay because we're new to it. Your love and support means the absolute world to me with this podcast. So if you have enjoyed the episode today, please make sure that you are sharing or reviewing or even rating the podcast, because it allows me to get into more ear holes. Now, if we're not connected on Instagram, head over and add me at @RebeccaHayden_. Come and say hello. I'd love to see you there, and I will see you on the next episode.